Have you ever had a dream so big it felt almost impossible to achieve? Well, what if I told you that the biggest obstacle standing between you and that dream isn't the market, isn't the economy, or even your competition? It's you. Hello, I'm Anne Mariah, and I help entrepreneurs like you navigate the exciting yet challenging journey of building successful businesses. Today, I want to share a quick story about a major mindset shift I experienced years ago. After reading this great book, it wasn't a big book, but it was a great book, and how it's helped me avoid three of the most common mistakes that entrepreneurs make. The book was actually by John C. Maxwell, and it was his book, Dare to Dream, Then Do It. And, it was such an easy read. I remember giving it to one of my children after that. And the content of the book basically captured the statement that's on the back of the cover that everyone has dreams, and they're part of what makes us uniquely us, but not everybody knows how to make dreams come true. Throughout the book, I would pause and reflect on my journey up till that point. And like many of you, I had big dreams for my business, but I realized I was treating them like distant goals. You know how you're always thinking that one day when I get there, rather than something that I could actively work towards every single day. And so it was a wake-up call for me that pushed me to shift how I thought about my business and the things that I did, and avoid critical mistakes that often derail us as entrepreneurs. And the first one was this. The first mistake is trying to do everything alone. When I started, I thought I had to figure out everything by myself and I had to do everything by myself. After all, it is my dream, right? But I quickly learned that one of the things that's really important to do is go for mentorship, have mentors, because they provide insights and guidance that can help you navigate your challenges and accelerate your business growth. Because oftentimes you're learning from someone who's already been where you want to go. And the other is that you don't have to do it all by yourself. You can find people that you can give pieces of what you're doing so that you save time and focus on what's important for you. The second mistake was focusing on growth without a plan. The thing is, we all want to see our businesses grow and scale. But the problem is this: if you try to grow and scale without a solid foundation, it's like having a house that you're building, but the foundation of it is on sand. It just won't hold up. And entrepreneurs often find themselves in situations where we're focusing on short-term wins without considering the long-term impact. And it's really important to understand that real sustainable growth does require strategy, does require systems, and it requires patience. The third mistake is neglecting to build a strong and supportive network. As entrepreneurs, it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day hard work and forget that we do need other people around us. Isolation is certainly not healthy. And so think about cultivating relationships with peers, with mentors, with a community that understands your journey. Why? Because ultimately, these connections will not only give you the emotional support that you need along the journey, but they offer valuable perspectives and opportunities for collaboration that you might otherwise miss. Remember, when you think about your journey of entrepreneurship, oftentimes success is connected to other people. And so, my encouragement to you today is go ahead and dream big. But do remember that turning those dreams into a reality is more than just having your vision. It will take you having some form of mentorship. It will take you having a plan, and it will take you having a supportive community. This is if you're wanting a business in the long term. But if you want to continue the way you have been till now, short term will work, but it won't get you to the long term business strategy and desire and dream that you have. And so I hope that you found that helpful, and thank you for watching. And if you found this helpful, do feel free to share it with others who might need some of what I've shared. And remember, your journey will always need you to make the next step. So go on and take that step today.